This podcast is brought to you by WRFL, Radio Free Lexington. Find us online at WRFL.fm. Catch us on your FM radio while you're in Central Kentucky at 88.1 FM, all the way to the left. Thank you for listening, and please be sure to subscribe.
Good afternoon, and thank you for tuning in to WRFL Lexington. It's 3 o'clock, and you're 4 o'clock. It's definitely not 3 o'clock. It's 4 o'clock, and you're listening to Green Talks, where we explore the people and projects that are using the environmental stewardship fee to promote sustainability in the UK community. I'm your host, Sophie Bevan, and I'm the current director of outreach for the Student Sustainability Council. This week, I'm joined by Shane Tedder, who is UK Sustainability Coordinator and the SSC Staff Advisor, and Lauren Thomas, who is the Director of Outreach, Director of Operations. I'm really struggling. And she's also the Promotions and Outreach Intern for the Office of Sustainability.
Yes.
And they're here to talk about Earth Week and what UK is doing to make us more sustainable.
And what type of stress relief we can get for Sophie, because there's obviously some competing
really,
things going on here.
Really
so
struggling right now.
No, it's great to be here. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, I'm excited. So just to start us off, we're going to be talking about Earth Day. So just as some background about what is Earth Day, Shane, what is Earth Day?
What is Earth Day? Neat question, right? So Earth Day is almost 50. Earth Day started in 1970, at that time, we did not have the same environmental regulations that we have today, and so the movements of the 60s and the 70s really led to the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency, the Clean Air Act, and the Clean Water Act, but in that part of the 20th century, pretty severe air pollution and regular water pollution and species decline were kind of had been accepted as status quo and kind of cost of doing business. And so Earth Day was a one of several really kind of populist responses to push back against some of those cultural assumptions, those mainstream cultural assumptions. And you know, there's a lot of details about who exactly it was and that sort of thing. But it's become a kind of a rallying point for environmentally focused efforts. I'd say definitely around the country, if not around the world.
Mm-hmm, definitely.
So it's an awareness raising day.
Yeah, I like it.
And it's one of those, you know, we have like Pancake Day and we've got, you know, there's a day for a lot of things, right? And so on the list of 365 days for things, the Earth is a pretty important one of those.
Yeah, definitely. I like it. And that's cool that it's, like, still here 50 years later, that it, like, had enough power in the original one that it lasted this long.
For sure. I mean, the issues that we're facing from an environmental standpoint are have changed some, and in some ways they haven't, you know. But I think there's, you know, elevated awareness and education is never going to hurt anybody.
Yeah, definitely.
And it's going to collectively, there's a lot of benefit to it. And so I'm a big fan of elevating awareness.
Definitely.
Kind of regardless of what the issue is. But certainly in the area of the environment, it's an area where we can be doing better.
Yeah, for sure. And so do you have any traditions or any ways that you normally celebrate Earth Day?
I have, for a long time, kind of been an Earth Day is every day sort of guy.
Yeah, it's a good way to live.
and you know, in my early days at UK, organizing events was a much bigger part of my job, and my focus was more strictly environmental then. And so, you know, with my current position as the campus sustainability coordinator, I serve in this role of kind of balance and kind of co-promoting environment, economic and social issues, and trying to make sure that they're all at the table when we're making decisions. But in my early days, I definitely came from an environmental perspective. And so one of my traditions for several years was helping organize kind of a full month of activities on UK's campus that focused on environmental and sustainability issues.
Yeah, that's awesome. Nice. And UK is celebrating Earth Week, or different organizations are celebrating Earth Day this week. And some of them are like different clubs, classes, or just different offices around UK. And something that's happening tomorrow is there is a recycling-based baseball game.
Let's call it a green game.
A green game.
UK baseball is going to have their first green game in partnership with UK Recycling. I'm really excited about that.
Yeah, so what all does that entail?
You know, there is an area down the right field line where folks get to do a little tailgating at our baseball games. And so tailgating is definitely most prominent at football. Mm-hmm. But there's kind of a fun outdoor picnic-y grill BYOB sort of place for our baseball games. And so we're going to focus outreach efforts there and working with some student volunteers and some student employees on kind of recycling in that area.
Mm-hmm. I like it. I like how simple it is, but you'll still be able to reach a lot of different people, which is awesome.
Yeah, and you know, on that note, UK Athletics has formed a sustainability team. Mm-hmm. And has a sustainability action plan that they are very close to releasing.
That's awesome.
And having recycling at every single home athletic event is one of their goals. In addition to promoting recycling and waste reduction to their fan base during those events. And so I'm really excited to see that.
Yeah, that's awesome. And then another event that's happening is that there's a guided bird walk at the Arboretum. Oh, my voice is like really struggling today. A guided bird walk at the Arboretum on Saturday. Does anyone want to talk about that?
I've been on a few like guided walks at the Arboretum like that. I think it's so fun and really valuable to, I mean, going to the Arboretum for like a self-walk is just really relaxing in and of itself, but having that like guided, knowledgeable, that sort of presence and at a place like the Arboretum that's so close to home and so integral to the community is a really, really cool experience, and I'm really excited about that. I think it's going to be really awesome.
Do you know what time that is at all?
I don't know off the top of my head. It should be on our website. If you click on the event on the UK Sustainability website /EDBG. If you click on the event, it should have all sorts of details about when and where that'll be happening.
Mm-hmm. And that event calendar will have all of the things that we're talking about today, plus mm-hmm. more. So if you go check that out, then you can get a lot more details about what we're talking about, which is really cool.
And birds are awesome, right?
Birds rock.
So like, no, yeah. And that's one of those awareness things. Like, our days are so busy. We've got so many things going on. This is an opportunity to like go out with somebody who completely geeks out mm-hmm. on knowing yes. about birds and learn a little bit more about some of that tweeting or flapping that's going on around you while you're texting and doing all the other things you're doing. I guess another neat thing about it is we're somewhere in the midst of the spring migrations. Mm-hmm. And so you're likely to see some birds if you go on Saturday that are only here this time of year. So we've got, I don't know what all those will be. I found an American woodcock on campus recently that had slammed into a window, unfortunately.
Oh, gosh.
And contacted my good buddy, Dr. Jim Krupa, and said, "Hey, Jim, I found this dead bird. I think it's a woodcock." And he like came running. dropped what he was doing, came out of his lab and came to get it. And he said that, you know, during these spring migrations, there's all these birds that come through the area that we don't normally see in this mm-hmm. part of the state. So mm-hmm. cool opportunity.
Yeah. And that's cool because like, I mean, I personally would not know the difference between what's normally here and what birds aren't here. Mm-hmm. And I am like into the environment and I still am not super aware about birds. So that's like an awesome resource that people can go check out on Saturday.
Definitely.
Yeah. And then another thing that's going on is the Student Sustainability Council has a bunch of tabling for Earth Week. And we are tabling outside of Bowman's Den Walk for every day this week around lunchtime. And we have a ton of giveaways. We have t-shirts, reusable grocery bags, water bottles, and of course candy. And if you take a picture with a whiteboard that we have that says why you care about the Earth, then you can win all of these cool things. And addition to that, we have a raffle going on which is just to give away some solar phone chargers.
Those things are cool.
Those things are awesome. I really want one, but
yeah, they're like compact, and I'm a big fan.
Yeah,
they're a little bit bulkier than those like pocket recharger things that I've seen a lot of people have lately. I haven't. I'm kind of a late adopter of some of the technologies, but these solar chargers are great.
Yeah,
I mean anywhere you go where there's sun, which is most places, and don't even have to be full sun. You can be charging your phone.
Mm-hmm.
So great for anytime you're going to be away from a wall outlet.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And I highly recommend getting away from wall outlets.
That's not a bad idea.
Especially in celebration of Earth Day.
Yeah, use the sun.
Go somewhere sunny and outside this weekend.
That sounds lovely. Yeah, and my favorite part so far, I mean, we've just had one today, but was it all the people filling out the like thing about why they love the Earth, and we took pictures, and it was really cool because everyone had a different reason, and we had about 15 or 20 people come by in just 1 hour, and it was really cool to see everyone's responses and getting excited about Earth Day, so it was really nice.
I love that sort of like engagement opportunity with people outside of the normal realm, you know, because we can hear natural resources students or sustainability study students talk about that stuff all the time, but I love the general engagement that comes along with Earth Day and really engaging the campus in that.
Yeah, definitely. With that, we're going to take a quick break, but we will be right back. Welcome back to Green Talks here on WRFL. This is your host, Sophie, and today in the studio is Shane Tedder, which is UK Sustainability Coordinator, and also Lauren Thomas, who is the Director of Operations for the SSC and the Promotions and Outreach Intern for the Office of Sustainability. And
woohoo!
We're pumped.
We are pumped to be here. If you can't tell, I mean, we're gonna let you know about it. If you can't tell,
appreciate it. So we've just been talking about like Earth Day and what's going on around campus right now to celebrate, and so kind of shifting away to like the actual events that are going on this week. I thought it'd be good to talk about what UK as an institution is doing to make us more sustainable. And so
that's a pretty good idea, but there's a couple other events I'd like to talk about.
Oh, okay. Please talk about the events.
So a couple. One, we have an amazing community garden on UK's campus. It is very hidden, so there's a really great chance that you've never seen it. But it's one of these areas that there's this term, agri-hood, which is like a neighborhood built around like food culture, kind of, that... This area really makes me think of as an agri-hood. It's tucked in like the Shawneetown and Greg Page apartments way back on the south side of campus. And there are about 100 plots there where graduate and family students who live in those apartments, they farm them for their kitchen gardens for about 4 months out of the year. And they're getting ready to ramp up this year's gardening. And that comes with a bunch of cleanup from last year's gardening. So all the leftover plant materials and sticks and stakes. And so from 10 until 2 on Friday of this week, there will be a cleanup effort going on out there. And so if you want to play in the dirt a little bit, help prep this really cool component of campus food culture and campus sustainability, 10 to 2 on Friday would be a great opportunity to do that.
Awesome, yeah. And the Shawneetown Garden's a really cool place because it's like, as you said, it's really tucked away. And not that many people know about it, but it's a really awesome resource for all the people that live over there.
Yeah. The few times that I've been over there have been a really, really cool experience. It's also just a cool opportunity to see a part of campus that I never saw, but it's one of the bigger community gardens that I've had the pleasure to work in.
Yeah, definitely. And that's Friday, 10
Friday,
to 2.
Friday, 10 to 2.
All right. Sounds good.
And
another event?
So the Arboretum is all... So April is home to a lot of fun, environmentally themed annual events. And in addition to Earth Day, there's Arbor Day, kind of the celebration of trees. And, man, we could do an entire show about what's going on with trees on campus right now. We've got some neat tree-related projects. But Arbor Day will be a celebration of all of that and more. It'll take place at the Arboretum. And I think that's 10 to 2 as well, but I may have my times a little bit off. It's an all-day event, family-friendly, lots of activities. You can take home trees. You can do a lot of different pieces of things.
Sweet. And you say
do a lot
Friday,
of different pieces of things? What the heck does that mean?
We get what you mean. Yeah. That's close enough.
You're rubbing off on me.
That's
so.
Up to the audience.
Yeah. Apologies about that. Did you say it was Friday or Saturday?
That's Saturday, April the 28th.
Okay. So, like, next weekend.
Awesome. Yeah, next weekend. Not this weekend.
Yeah. Cool.
Earth Day is this weekend.
Yes.
Earth Day proper is, I guess, the 22nd.
Yeah, which
so
is
it'll
Sunday.
Be Sunday.
Yeah. Sweet. Do you have another event? Just making sure.
I'm going to give a shout out to some folks. It's not a full-blown event. Like, well, I think they are. I think they are inviting people to it. Did I just lose it? I didn't want to get the name of the sorority wrong. Where did it go? I'm going to come back to that one, okay? Let's
right,
keep rolling
yeah.
that way. But I'll come back to it.
That is cool. As I was saying, we were talking about events and still kind of are as we wait for Shane to get his facts right. But so UK just came out with a sustainability strategic plan. Well,
it's
it is not
a draft, but
it's still a draft.
Very close
it is so
to.
Close.
So close. Sorry. Still. Don't want to get everyone too excited.
It's
almost
coming.
Official. Yeah. And I think that's really exciting, which because an entire plan dedicated to just sustainability is really great as a college to adopt. And so, Lauren, I'm sure you know a lot about it because you work with it and also it's in your capstone class. So do you just want to talk a little bit about what the Sustainability Strategic Plan is?
Yeah, for sure. So, yeah, I've been working with Shane for 2 years. I've seen a lot of the prep for this, and I'm also really excited to be working with it in my sustainability capstone, my environmental sustainability capstone. It's a really exciting project where we've got we've broken up into a group. So there are six overall. What's the word for it?
Strategies. Focus areas. I mean, we can put it in layman's terms, but there's six areas of campus operations that it really takes a close look at.
So that's materials management, energy, food and dining, transportation. What am I missing? Greenhouse gas emissions?
Did you say energy?
Yes.
Yeah, I think you got them all then.
Yeah. So it's just addressing the action items and the tactics that we're going to use to make those areas more efficient and sort of build to that greenhouse gas emissions reduction commitment that we have going on.
Mm-hmm. And for those who don't know, what is the greenhouse gas emission reduction commitment?
So December 2016, President Capilouto made official the university's first quantified commitment to emissions reductions. And so it's a 25% reduction below our 2010 levels by 2025.
Okay, cool.
We've got a implementation plan for that coming out soon as well. So there's two kind of big guiding policy documents for the university that should be out on the street for everyone to read and hold us accountable with. Hopefully by the end of the semester.
Yeah, definitely.
Both of those are kind of in the final stages of their review, and I'm excited about both of them. They'll provide a roadmap for how sustainability is going to be tracked, and not just tracked, but kind of our main targets relative to sustainability with campus operations for the next 5 years.
And it's a really interdisciplinary effort. I mean, you've obviously in your role as a coordinator, you're doing a lot of like hands in different pots all over campus. And so this brings together all of those teams that are working on sustainability projects, but it makes it one cohesive effort, which is really exciting.
I think so. I you know, connecting the work that our grounds teams are doing.
I did miss buildings and grounds.
Buildings and grounds,
in the original.
So connecting the work that they're doing relative to improved water quality and improved stormwater management and improved tree health, like connecting that in the same space with the work that we're doing to address food insecurity.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it brings together some players that aren't typically sharing space, but are working toward kind of the same thing, which is having a campus that makes balancing environmental stewardship, social responsibility, and good economics a priority. And so when you're using that triple bottom line as your decision-making matrix, you can bring together really disparate and traditionally unconnected programs and say, yeah, we're all working toward the same goal of having having a sustainable campus.
Yeah, definitely. And of these six components, do you all have one that you're particularly excited about or one that sticks out to you the most at all?
So personally, I am most excited about the materials management area. For obvious reasons, I've been on the show before to talk about my experience with the Post Landfill Action Network and student zero waste initiatives. That's actually the group that I'm in for my capstone as well. So I've spent this semester looking at different models for student engagement regarding waste management at colleges all across the country. Spent most of my summer doing the same thing. So I'm really, really passionate about that. And I think that there's a lot of room that we can grow, but also like a lot of really huge potential and momentum right now in regards to student engagement with waste management on campus. We had just yesterday the waste intern Cassie really succeeded with this awesome thrift shop that we had on campus. That it was just a little pop-up with some tables out there, and it was suggested donations, and it went really, really well for a pilot of this really cool model of a campus thrift shop that really engages people in the reuse economy and really builds a culture of reuse and repair on campus. And so there's a lot of momentum, I think, in regards to waste management that I'm really excited about. I wish I could stay on and stay on campus and see, but I think that that's going to be really exciting. So personally, I'm really passionate about the materials management area.
Definitely. Shane, do you have a personal favorite?
Yeah, totally same. I walked up yesterday to the event that Lauren was talking about, the pop-up thrift shop, and my first thought was, we got to do this more. You know, people laughing, interacting, and you know, there's an energy around new stuff.
Yeah.
Even if it's just new to you, that's kind of goofy and fun. And,
yeah.
but there's also just a reality to, there's too much stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we all have a lot of things that we're not using that somebody else might really be jazzed about right now.
Yeah.
And so having a space and a structure that facilitates that in a social way and in a way that highlights the, you know, the environmental and kind of economic benefits of a sharing economy or a zero waste economy is great for this campus, I think. So I'm really excited to help provide some resources to see that keep going. I think once the student center opens, you know, I think we'll have some space opportunities to see that on a regular basis. And then if it's on a regular basis, people can start to plan for it.
Yeah.
And so like, oh, I'm going to, it's Thursday, I'm going to take my bag of stuff
to the
place.
Store. Yeah.
So do I have a favorite? Man, that's hard. It's putting me on the spot, right? So I've got six different teams that I've worked with developing those. I think that so materials management is super exciting because it touches everybody. All of these touch everybody, but every day we are using and disposing of things. And another one of those areas that we engage with multiple times a day, every day, is transportation.
Mm-hmm.
And as a pretty well landlocked, semi-urban campus, I think everybody that's listening has probably experienced some level of frustration with trying to park or trying to get here, or trying to move around here if you're using a car. And so that creates a lot of pressure and a really kind of fun challenge to address. And I've been really impressed over the last several years with the kind of focus and attention that Transportation Services has given to developing alternatives. I mean, we've got free Lextran for all members of the UK community.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got some work to do to make that convenient and speedy and really attractive to everybody, but it's available to everybody now, which is great. There's tons of bike projects going on and bike programs. We just saw in the paper today, actually, an announcement that this program called Dockless Bike Share is coming to Lexington. And so if you've ever been in a city that has a bike sharing program, it probably had some really heavy looking infrastructure, some really weird looking racks where you had to take the bike to.
Yeah.
And that was the only place you can take it. And that's really expensive. It was really tough for cities to be able to afford that kind of infrastructure. So there's kind of a new wave in bike sharing. It's called dockless, because you don't have to have those expensive docks. And so Lexington is going to be able to get several hundred bikes that will be available for a charge, but it's a low charge. I think it's $1.50 maybe.
Yeah, that's pretty cheap.
Students will be discounted. We'll create incentive programs. But then the bikes can be left kind of anywhere. There'll be some restrictions on it, so that clutter and public safety and all those things, but you don't have to find a really specialized dock to leave it at.
Yeah.
So I think that's exciting. I think the focus on how do we develop transportation systems that are less stressful, cost less, hopefully are as fast or faster, and more convenient than getting in a car and driving by yourself has such long-lasting potential. So if we do those things, if we're able to improve the systems in those ways, then we don't have to beat people over the head with a PSA that says driving a car is really bad for the environment. You know, you don't need to do that. They're going to make the decision to not drive because the other systems are cheaper, faster, less stressful. And I think once somebody gets a taste of that, then your eyes are open to looking for those type of systems in whatever community you move on to next. And so I think I get pretty jazzed up about that one, but it's tough to say it's a favorite.
Yeah.
So let's just say that's the one I chose to talk about today.
All right.
I'm not calling
that's
it a favorite.
Yeah.
For any of my SSP homies out there listening, I'm not calling that one my favorite. Just talking it up.
Just talking about it. Yeah, that's fine. So we've actually run out of time.
Oh, man.
But really, everything we've talked about today can be found on the website, which is uky.edu/sustainability. And so if you're interested, feel free to go there, or I'm sure you can email Lauren or Shane if you want to know more.
Yeah, and the Arboretum's website is a great resource for the two events we mentioned that are happening out there.
Yes.
So if you want more details there, I'd push it in that direction. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thanks for coming on. It's been great.
Yeah.
For just a few closing announcements, this is a reminder that applications for the Student Sustainability Internship Program are due today at midnight, and more information on how to apply can be found at the website uky.edu/sustainability. And you can stay up to date with Green Talks and the SSC by liking us on Facebook or following us on Instagram. And this has been your host, Sophie. And as always, thank you for listening to Green Talks here on WRFL.
Hey there. If you're enjoying this podcast from WRFL Lexington, you may enjoy our live radio stream at WRFL.fm and, of course, via radio at 88.1 FM in the Central Kentucky area. We have a wide variety of programs you're sure to enjoy. Just go to WRFL.fm/schedule and see what programs appeal most to you. Thanks again for listening to this podcast from WRFL Lexington.